Okay, we're live now.
This is Dhamra Maharaj from Manasinganga. So, this morning we all went for darshan of Haridev. So, to describe Haridev ji, he is the presiding deity of Govardhan. So, if one performs parikrama of Govardhan, but does not take the blessing of Haridev, then his parikrama is considered to be a little bit... He cannot get the full result of parikrama. So, this place of Haridev is exactly the center of Govardhan. And from this place, Krishna had lifted Govardhan for 7 days and seven nights. So the vision of the deity was installed by Krishna's great-grandson named Badranath. So Krishna's son was Prajumna, his son was Aniruddha, and the son of Aniruddha was called Badranath. So he took upon himself performing the seva of revealing all the pastimes of Krishna's places. Therefore he installed the deity of Haridev like 4,500 years ago. So, we are hearing this morning how Indra, when Krishna talked the Brijavasis into not worshipping, then Indra didn't give it so much importance because just a few cowherd boys. But Narad Muni went there and Narad Muni was like prodding Indra. Oh, how you can tolerate such a big disrespect. Therefore, Narad Muni made some unhappiness in the mind of Indra. So for that reason, Indra came here to Vrindavan to destroy it. So when the Brijavasis saw all the clouds gathering, Indra's clouds and the cracking of the thunder, then they all came to Krishna and they said, this is your fault because you're the one that told us not to worship Indra. Then Krishna said, don't worry, last night I had a dream. And in the dream, Giriraj said, I will come on your finger very easily and I will protect you. So Krishna lifted the hill of Govardhan for 7 days and seven nights. And now people ask, why is Giriraj in so many small pieces? That's because of the cracking of the thunderbolt of Indra. But because Giriraj experienced a great happiness being touched by Krishna's thunderbolt's hand, then he experienced no trouble at all. So this place is also called Manasiganga, because the Brijavasis, they had some desire. We wanted to take bath in the Ganga. Especially where the Ganga enters. Right. Especially. Hey, Isha, can I ring you? I have to go ahead. Especially where the Ganga enters the ocean, that's called Ganga Sar. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
The kirtan's causing so much disturbance.
We can hear you.
Okay, so. Krishna is thinking, all holy places reside in Vrindavan. Therefore, why would I go outside of Vrindavan to go to any place? Therefore, one poet has written, Vrindavana parpagpag prayagarajaya keshake keli kunja kunja koti koti kasi hai yamuname jagannath vinukakara meshwaryaha gopiyon ko dwar dwar vasatya hari dwar yaha Tal tal pata pata sanka kote yodya dinavasi hai Swarga apavarga sukaleke karenge yaha Amitu shi Vrindavan navasi hai. That poet has said, who would waste their time going anywhere because every speck of dust of Vrindavan is touched by the feet of Radhika. Vrindavan pat pag vasatya Haridwar yaha. Therefore every speck of grain of dust here is worth millions of Varanasis, dal dal pat pat. All the leaves and twigs of the here are worth more than millions of Ayodhyas. Gopiyan ka dwar dwar vasatya Haridwar yaha. All the doorways of Vrindavan, then Krishna is inside, because in Vrindavan is 5,000 temples more than. Therefore, each door of Vrindavan is like Haridwar. In Imunu is Jagannath. And in the grains of dust, there is Rameshwar in South India, that's Tirtha. So whatever happiness you can find in the heavenly planet, whatever happiness you can find anywhere, that is all found here in Vrindavan. So in order to teach that the Gaudiya Vaishnava does not need to go to any Tirtha or Yatra, Sri Narottam Das Thakur has said, visiting the different holy places is just parishram, means difficulty. Vibhran Vrindavan, everything is here. So to teach that, Krishna called the Ganga by mind. Therefore, she's called Manasi Ganga. So she appeared here riding on the back of a crocodile, but all Vrindavasi had faith. Yeah, here is Ganga, Haribol. So here is also Chakrishwar Mahadev and the Bhajan Stali of Sri Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami is to perform the worship of daily performing Vrindavan, Mathura and Govardhan Parikram. So in old age, Krishna said, "Oh Baba," he fell unconscious on the ground because it was too hot. Then one coward boy came and held his yellow chadar over the head of Krishna. Then by the touch of that boy's hand, then Sanatana Goswami felt very cool. So he was thinking, who is this boy? Then Krishna gave him one shalagram shila and said, Baba, you just do parikrama of this shila 4 times and you get the same result as performing Govardhan parikrama. So here Sanatana Goswami used to perform his worship. But there was too much disturbance from mosquitoes. So therefore, Lord Shiva came in the form of a Brahman and said, Oh Baba, don't leave here. If you chant the holy name here, I promise no mosquito will disturb you. So this is called Chakrishwar Mahadev. Why? Because who's the worshipful deity of Lord Shiva? That's Sankarshan. Because the Sudarshan Chakra is Lord Shiva's worshipful deity, therefore his name is Chakrishwar. Okay, so we're turning the corner and going in, so maybe I'll call back in like 20 minutes, okay?
No, just let us walk with you.
Huh?
Let us walk with you.
I can't hear anything, huh?
Let us walk with you.
Your call is disconnected. Okay.